an at a time.
Free Talk Live, 855 453. That is the SACL CAI's toll free call in line. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Brian
and Stephanie.
That's 855-453, Free Talk Live, unlike most radio programs, is live 7 nights a week. So you are likely listening to a live version of Free Talk Live, or at least just a good chance of it. It's 7 p.m. Eastern time, wherever you are, and that's the live version. Also, Free Talk Live, well, we, besides, you know, be giving you a live show on a Sunday evening, we let you call in and talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about. If you've got something on your mind, you can call in, hijack the airwaves. We'll talk to you about that thing, whatever that thing might be. However, I have a confession to make.
Last week, this is going to be exciting.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Last week, I believe I acted like a bad talk show host. And in that way, I dodged an issue that, I just didn't want to talk about. I just didn't want to talk about it. Because I don't like to confront, specifically with people that I know and like. I don't like to confront issues that necessarily we might disagree on. However, at the end of some segment, and I think it was the end of an hour, so I really had a good excuse to switch a topic up. Something was said, like, right at the end, to the effect of, and you guys can help me out if I've got it wrong, that women in America have it worse than men in America, or something like that. Does that sound right? Like,
I don't know if it was specifically that, but we were talking about gender, and we kind of got into the, like, who has it worse game, mm-hmm. which isn't the game that I want to play,
right.
Honestly. And we can talk about that, but yeah.
So I'm just thinking, and, like, you guys believed that being gender egalitarians was the terminology that I've heard you use in the past.
You're talking about me and Brian?
That's correct.
Okay.
You too.
Well, for starters, you might not want to call us you guys, as one of them is a woman.
Thank you, Brian. I appreciate
so what terminology
it.
Would you use?
I say you guys.
Okay.
You said
I'm
you
just,
too.
I'm just giving you a hard
okay,
time.
Okay, good. And this is one of the games that I think that that so many people you know, find an affront around gender is that the like changing up of the way that people talk, and they're just like, I don't want to change the way I talk. I don't feel like it. Yeah, and I understand that. And I was like, gosh, shoot, are you kidding me? Really, I got to change this word and that word and this word and that word just to make somebody else feel better. And one thing's for certain is that happens all along, right? That, you know, as society evolves, there's some terms that become unacceptable as others replace it and things like that. And, you know, that's just the way it goes. But I can understand why people I think that are... I call myself an ethnic conservative because I don't like new things. I just don't like to change.
We noticed.
I just don't like to change up to new things. You know, when somebody presents me with a, here's a great idea, why don't you use this word instead of that word? The answer's no. You know, like off the bat, nope, I'm not interested in that. So, well, I've been thinking about it this week, and the, you know, I've got some, the thought process as far as who has it worse in America, and I've got a thesis, and I hope you'll hear me out. My thesis is...
I will hear you out, go ahead.
...that men have it worse in America than women, and it's okay. Like, life's pretty good this way. That that males have, you know, they've been usurped in the evolution of society, and now it is a more feminine society in that men really don't have much use except for breadwinner. You know, they go out, you can use them to kill bugs, lift furniture, the occasional sexual interlude, heavy objects. But all in all, women can earn as much money as men earn. And, you know, if they want to live with some gals, they can do that. If they want to live with a guy, they can do that. But if they want to live on their own, they really don't have it any worse. They don't have to run off and find a man in order to make it. And so men have been kind of put into a secondary role as far as society goes. And it's okay, because that's just the way it is. Like, life's pretty good for this particularly well-kept male. Like, my life's okay. And I've got some supporting factors to that, but that's my thesis, is that men are subservient and in this society, and that it's all right.
Okay. I didn't say anything while you were talking because I wanted to let you finish.
I appreciate
that. I think when I hear something like that, I would really like to acknowledge, you know, some of the things that, that cause suffering for men in U.S. society, in the society that we live in. Because I sometimes when you talk about gender, Mark, like I hear a lot of frustration, and I get it. Like, I've been frustrated because of things that happened to me that had that were a direct result of my gender, too. And I can see that, like, men are treated really unfairly, especially when it comes to, like, family courts and, like, by the state. They really just get stuff down. And there are double standards about, like, women hitting men versus men hitting women in the U.S., which are different around the world. But in the U.S.,
yeah,
like, it's
we're
generally
talking about the U.S.
And so, I would like to acknowledge this. And, you know, you were talking earlier about children. You know, people don't generally trust leaving their child around a man because they're considered like more likely to be a creep or a pedophile or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If men, you know, have unwanted affection that they express toward a woman, they can easily be called a creep, and that's like a bad, you know, they don't want to be labeled that way. So I really want to acknowledge those things, and I don't like those things. I want those to go away. I want people to be treated fairly. I also would like to acknowledge that everybody suffers, you know, in certain ways that have to do with their gender. And that includes women, too. Yes.
Okay.
I think women do, too. And I'm happy.
I don't feel like I suffer that much because of my gender. And I hope you don't feel interrupted here. I just kind of wonder. Do you feel interrupted? Do you want to go on with your statement?
Yeah, I'd like to finish, yeah. It just that, I mean, I think it affects your life. Maybe that we could put it that way.
How could it not?
Okay. So it affects your life, and perhaps you'd prefer it to be a little more equal, the way that you're treated. Would you like to be able to play with someone's kid or give them a hug and not be thought of as a perv?
I'm going to do it anyway. And like, it might sit in the back of my mind, you know, but that's the way it is.
Yeah. And so, you know, some people, it bothers them more than others, mm-hmm. right? But, you know, I guess when I hear people talking about men's rights, and there is like this men's rights movement
there
now.
There is, yep.
Right? And it's kind of, I think both maybe the terms feminism and the term men's rights, they're both kind of, in some ways, and I'm generalizing here, they're both kind of like fighting to be on top, right? And I would consider myself the type of person who doesn't want anybody to be on top, who wants to have people get along in partnerships, you know, and not be struggling for power. So, I mean, I'd like to acknowledge the difficulties that men have because of their gender, but I also like some acknowledgement of the different difficulties that women face, too. And sometimes, you know, I've talked about these on the air before, but they mostly have to do with being sexualized and, like, having our looks focused on, mm-hmm. maybe not being taken seriously as somebody who can perform intellectual tasks or things like that. And, you know, that does affect my life, living my life as a woman. What about, like, you know, some of the standards of beauty that women are expected to meet, the moral judgment that comes with sexual choices? There's a real double standard for men versus women, right, with the number of partners they have and how they're thought of.
I think that men have a difficulty achieving the kind of numbers sexually that they would like to achieve,
mm-hmm.
whereas women have no trouble reaching those numbers, whatever number
it is. But they can also be shamed if
absolutely.
They, you know, people think that they have too many partners.
I never
right?
get the opportunity. You know?
Yeah, I mean,
nobody's going to shame me for the number of sex partners I have because I'm never going to reach that number.
I don't know. I still think that the culture really, really holds women down in America.
How so?
Mainly, like, I hear a lot of women, I mean, I guess this is anecdotal, but a lot of women that I know personally who will come out and say, yeah, no, they'll agree with statements, no, I'm not equal to men, and I want them to defend me. And that seems to just be holding a person down.
Now, doesn't maybe what they're saying there is physically equal? I think that the one thing we can agree upon here is that males have a more powerful shoulder girdle and have
in general, yeah. I'm sure you're going to find some women who are more powerful
I've
than some men.
I've seen you wrestle a man and do quite well. I think I could out-wrestle you, but I probably would put me in the hospital just from a bad back.
Next break, let's go.
Yeah, she has arms, believe me.
What I wanted to say, real quick, Brian, is about, you know, I think that we all experience things because of our gender that maybe we'd like to be different, right? And all I want is some choice for everybody. You know, I want them, if they don't want to be negatively affected by gender roles and stereotypes, they could live a life where they're not.
I'd like to hear I'd like to hear about those choices, but I'd also like to put out in some ways that I think are really important that men are in subservient roles. 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts on this? 855-450-FREE.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth.
I have a cold. I took NyQuil cold and flu, but I'm still stuffed up.
Well, it may treat many cold symptoms, but it doesn't have a nasal decongestant.
Really?
Try Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels to relieve your worst cold symptoms, including your stuffy nose.
Oh, that sounds much better.
And soon, so will you. Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels.
Oh, what a relief it is.
Use as directed, and save a dollar when you visit Alka-Seltzer on Facebook.
Love hardwood? Get it for up to 59% less at Lumber Liquidators Hardwood Flooring Sale. Bellawood Prefinished Brazilian Hardwood is up to 47% less. Prefinished birch, just $169 a square foot. Our best laminates are 20% off our already incredibly low prices. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't miss out. These unheard of deals are available only while supplies last. Hardwood Flooring Sale is going on now, so visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Listen, I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-453, that is the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can give us a call, talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855 855- 450 free. The SACL toll-free call-in lines are brought to you by SACL CAI. It's a company that handles accounts receivable. And if you've got a business and need to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI can do it for you. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top on the right-hand side of the page. SACL CAI. So we were talking about sort of rehashing something from last week and sort of about the gender disparity in the country. And I'm not saying that there's not some differences in gender roles or any of those things. What I'm trying to say is that I think that there's a long line of women's rights advocates and feminists for 100 years who have been working very hard to see some advancements for women. And some of those advancements are just now coming to light. My mother had she still has her dead ex-husband's name on her credit cards. She's Mrs. CE whatever. Mm-hmm. And so, that shows that the property issues are still, we're still getting meted out even 20 or 30 years ago.
Right.
And that much is true, and it's not fair, and don't like that. Now, it's interesting that this most recent generation of women currently are making, in the, I think it's the 18 to 25-year demographic cell, are actually making more money than men in that same demographic cell. And that the most recent depressionary cycle or recession, men lost their jobs at like a 2-to-1 level over women.
Mm-hmm. So, I hear that in graduate schools and medical schools, more of the people who matriculate are female. It's a majority female now.
Okay, in graduate school?
And medical school specifically. Medical school.
So that's interesting. This was previously a very male-dominated
absolutely.
Job.
Up till the 1980s, and then it sort of flipped recently.
And then, likely those women in those fields are going to have to deal with some curmudgeon-y old guys that don't think that necessarily that women are the most qualified people to be in there for whatever reason it is that they are in there. But I think that there are some things surrounding being male in this country that make it significantly more difficult to be male than it is to be female today. I think that the pendulum has swung and it's gotten past the middle point. And this is how politics tends to work, is that the pendulum swings and you see it go one way and then the other way and then it just goes back and forth.
Before we get into this conversation, just want to make a quick point. Is it enough to say that we all, there are some things that affect men because of their gender that make life difficult. There are also some things that affect women that make life difficult. And we're all kind of suffering, and how can we fix this, and how can we kind of work together? Does it matter who's got it worse and trying to quantify that?
It does if you guys, if folks that believe that they're gender egalitarians, that's you and Brian, yeah. you guys.
I don't see any guys in my seat.
That women have it worse. Like the people that are holding themselves up as arbiters in this area, and I'm not saying that you're not doing a good job. I think you're just looking at some things and not looking at others. And I want to talk about those things. But first, since this is the show about your calls, I can bring things to your attention, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I just don't know if I care about talking about who has it worse. Like, why don't we focus on the issues that are affecting us and making our lives difficult and try to solve those?
I'm with you, but do you believe that women have it worse than men?
Oh, I don't know.
But
are you talking about in the U.S.?
Yes.
I don't remember exactly what I said last week.
I would make that claim.
Okay. So that's what I want to fix, is that if we're going to start with people who want it and want equality, and I want equality too, whatever that might be, and we can talk about what that might be, but we need to have a baseline and start from a similar area if we're going to be able to communicate. But let's see what Jay has to say. Jay, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
How are you?
All's well. What's on your mind?
Doing well. I just wanted to speak to the subject of sexual emancipation between the sexes.
All right.
Men, if they have sex with whomever they wish, are seen as somewhat heroic and are labeled a stud. And women, if they have sex with whomever they wish, then they are labeled a slut.
Actually, a man who has sex with whomever he wishes is a rapist.
Okay, I'm talking about with consent.
Right, that's the problem, though, right?
Well, I agree with Jay.
Valid.
Yeah,
it's true that a man who has sex with whomever will consent to have sex with him is. I don't think people use the term stud much anymore, but
well, he certainly is praised, right?
More so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure,
I mean, I think some people think, ugh, really? I mean, I had a roommate that was rather virile. He had quite a few partners, and I generally looked over there and was like, really? You're dipping below your standards, man.
I don't know. I usually got compliments.
Okay. Hello, Jay.
Oh, Jay dropped?
Yeah.
Okay.
We heard a funny noise.
Funny noise sounded like you had dropped.
Gone.
No, I'm here.
So, I mean, the same point has been made for three decades. I'm just wondering, do you have any other twist on this?
I was just making a point about it, that's all. I mean,
okay.
I'm done.
All right, Jay, I really appreciate the call. Thank you.
Yeah, and that touches on one of the cultural problems, too, like the whole idea of the biological clock. I mean, why is it, you know, beaten into women's heads in American society that, oh, yeah, that's your clock ticking. Why can't she just be sexually excited in her 30s? Why does it have to be a biological clock?
Well, I don't know.
You've got to explain that a little bit better, Brian, because I don't think people... I know I've talked about this with you off the air, but...
Yeah.
You're saying that... Can I summarize real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
I think what you're referring to is that the idea that women are expected to be really, like, pure and chaste until the point when they're, you know, their biological clock is ticking and they're supposed to be having babies, and then it's okay for them, right, because they're going to have babies.
But that's the point, is that society is pushing on them, well, that's you're supposed to be having babies right now. Why can't it just be like, yeah, it's a time where I'm feeling, like, sexually excited and I just want to have some fun?
Sure.
I don't know if this is old Victorian stuff hanging around for you guys, but I don't feel like people feel this way about women.
I do.
I don't. I mean, I think that if women are, you know, have a multiple sex partners, that, you know, that's just what people do. Serial monogamy in America. It's just what happens.
Well, that's a problem, too. Well, not a problem, but that's another issue.
I think it comes down to choices, right? Like, as people who are into liberty, right, or libertarians or whatever you want to call us, we all want everybody to have as many choices as possible. And traditionally, gender roles have been something that limits choices, because if you're born as a man, then, you know, you're expected to be a breadwinner, you're expected to sacrifice yourself to be a soldier or whatever, you know, which maybe not every man wants to do, right? And
sure.
If you're born a woman, you're expected to, you know, fit certain gender roles, you're expected to be pretty, and, you know, you're supposed to be sexy, but not too sexy,
now women,
right?
Can go on the front line as far as this week goes. Have you heard this news?
I did hear that news. I have an interesting take on that.
Not that I consider that much of a victory. But
no, I don't either. So this is the Secretary General or something this week issued some decree that says women can fight in combat roles now in the U.S. military. By the way, they just got body armor that fits the women, so right on time. And so
but
I saw that
different for every woman, though. I mean,
sure.
Breast size is it's such a disparity,
right,
in that area.
But I saw that article and I said I can't support women fighting in the military, but I can't support men fighting in the military either.
855-450-FREE. SACL toll-free call in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That is the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-453. If you're looking to get some precious metals, the place to go is gold.freetalklive.com. There we have a large selection of gold and silver coins and pieces that you can pick up so that you can have precious metals in your hand, whether it's for, you know, a hedge against inflation, investment, barter currency. There are a lot of reasons why you don't want to just have precious metals on paper like so many different investments sell. You want to have it in your hands. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
Now, do women get a discount?
No, they do not.
They do not use sexes.
That's right. That's right. We just got a call just before we came back from the amp line, so I haven't had to screen it, but I think it's Nick from Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live.
Actually, this is Jason from Utah.
Hey, Jason. How are we doing?
I'm doing good. I'd like to hop in on the whole who has it worse topic.
Please, yeah. Go ahead.
Well, I'd like to start out by saying there are injustices towards men and women, both. Some of them are the same, some of them are different. But the major point that I'm coming across is divide my enemies and conquer. By getting people focused on who has it worse, we're not focusing on, all right, what's the problem? How can we fix it?
Yeah.
Like the fact that we shame females for having many partners and glorify males, yeah, both of those have issues. The issue is, culturally, when it comes to sex, we have been perverted.
Now, what about, young gals these days are wearing, is gals a sexist comment? Because I've heard that it is. I don't think it is.
I don't think it's sexist,
I don't think it is either. It's just the opposite of guys, right?
I guess, sure.
Okay, the gender opposition to guys. So young gals are wearing things like porn star across the top, across their shirt. How can we as a society...
What kind of young girls are you hanging around with?
The shirts exist.
I see them. They're in bedazzled jewels across a shirt with a star instead of the A.
Or they'll wear shirts that say, like, the guys have a pimp shirt and the woman will have a hoe shirt.
I haven't seen the hoe shirt, but I'll take your word for it. Yeah. So I'm wondering how in a society, because this is certainly a conversation that was true at one point, and I don't know if it's true anymore, is how in a society can women both be simultaneously shamed for multiple sex partners, but encouraged to wear porn star shirts, which are porn stars being people that have multiple sex partners.
Right. Well, that's one of the most difficult things about growing up as a female, is actually that there is this kind of, like, on one hand, you're expected to be pure and chaste, right? Like, you're expected to be a, quote, good girl and not have too many partners. On the other hand, you're valued for your looks, and you're told that it's really important to be pretty because that's what women have to offer. So you're supposed to be sexy, but you're supposed to walk this line where you're not too sexy or you're not giving up your sex or whatever.
You're supposed to be part librarian, part porn star.
Yeah, so I mean, I think it's
got to be a razor thin line. I agree that to some extent.
And it's difficult because a culture that tells that says, oh, it's cool to wear a shirt that says porn star, you know, that's saying something too, right? That's making a judgment and saying, like, oh, it's glamorous to be a porn star, right? Because your looks are what you have to offer, right? You're kind of...
Porn stars have sex. It's not necessarily just their looks.
Dave? Okay.
I feel actually a lot of that is due to abstinence and compulsion. They are told to abstain from sex so much that they are compelled to go to the lowest common denominator, which is a porn star in most people's mindset, because our culture says that sex is either trivial or something that shouldn't be talked about. Mm-hmm. And if it's trivial, you have to find the lowest common denominator, which in many people's eyes is a porn star. It's the complete idealization of a body with no mind.
Yeah, I would say that that's the case. But, it kind of stands, in opposition to the idea that women are told that they're not allowed to have multiple sex partners anymore. I don't know.
But they are. They're told,
19-year-old boy.
But they're told both at the same time. That's the thing. They're told they're supposed to be sexy, but they're also supposed to be chaste. And that's enough to drive you crazy. Like, there's these two parts of you that end up kind of fighting against themselves.
So
right?
I hear that women, specifically older ones, are taking on younger lovers for their looks these days. And, I mean, I wonder, you know, how is it that women are subjugated sexually now when older women are taking on, they were becoming sugar mamas and cougars and, you know, these...
Well, perhaps that's a reaction to being suppressed most of their lives. Yeah, I wouldn't deny that things are getting better in that department. And I hope they continue to get better, but I don't think they're quite, you know, perfect yet, because there definitely are some...
I don't think they're perfect,
yeah.
But I think that there's disparities between the sexes that may very well... I feel like some of these disparities are much smaller than they were a few decades ago, mm-hmm. On the side of women, and I think that the disparities for men versus women have swung so far against men that that it outweighs whatever it is that that's a sort of against women. And I think that to some extent one needs to look at all of these. And when a man can be put in jail for simply being called a rapist by a woman. I mean, you know, the you will agree that in the last decade they've had laws that have lowered the level of proof for men being accused of
rape. There have also been reports where women are not taken seriously when they go to the police because there are stories of false rape claims and stuff, right? So there are going to be some, you know, false claims, but there are also going to be some true claims that aren't taken seriously.
What happens to the woman that makes a claim that doesn't get taken seriously? She's... You know, she has whatever, nothing's changed for her from that moment on. Whereas for the man who has a woman who makes a false claim.
Oh, no, something has changed. She's been raped.
That was before that. She was raped either way, whether she was taken seriously or not. I mean, I'm sorry that some people don't believe her, and it's not acceptable that they don't believe her. It's not a single rape is acceptable, but neither is a single incarceration for somebody who didn't get raped.
Sure.
And that, I don't know, and those things, I don't know the percentage.
But those things are not mutually exclusive. Like, we can acknowledge both of those, just like Dason said, which I really appreciated, was that we can acknowledge both of those things and say, yeah, there are some messed up things that happen on both sides, and let's... Instead of talking about who has it worse, like, how can we fix these things that happen to everybody?
Well, I do want to point out quickly that in New Mexico, they're just putting this through, or trying to put this through recently, they're trying to ban abortions for women that have been raped because it's considered tampering with evidence.
But you know it's not going anywhere. Right? Like, that's a bull crap.
Right, but still, but the powers that be are pushing it.
And there are so many other laws that affect women's reproductive freedoms.
It's not a law. That's why. Like, it's a proposal by one nut and maybe four nuts.
But, Mark, the broader context, there have been so many, and some that have passed, right? In Virginia, there was that law where if you wanted to get an abortion, you had to get this ultrasound where they would stick something in your vagina, and it's like people were calling it legal rape because it's a requirement, and it was an unnecessary medically in terms of, like, does this need to be done?
No. Sure. The people that, absolutely, the people that, the people that care about abortion care about it for, you know, the reasons of life, and they'll pretty much do whatever it is. Is that it comes, you know, in order to keep that true,
yeah.
To make it as illegal as possible. I got you. I'm with you. But it really doesn't speak to how it is that, every man is walking around with a sword of Damocles over his head if, for instance, somebody wants to come after him. I had a coworker who was...
It's not a sword of Damocles to potentially have an unwanted pregnancy? I mean, if you get raped or something?
I'm not raping anybody, so I should not be punished for the people that are raping people.
Yeah, I agree with that. Absolutely agree.
And I had a coworker. I know he did not sexually harass this woman. I worked with them both. But, you know, she gets fired.
Yeah.
It's sexual harassment. He loses his job.
Yeah.
That's pretty rough.
So what that says to me, and I think
they just didn't want to deal with the lawsuit.
Yeah. That's really unfortunate. And I think what that says to me is that these laws that often come from the government, you know, they're often policies that are handed down from on high about sexual harassment and what have you, are not the way to solve problems of discrimination and sexism, right? Those are cultural things, and we need to change our ideas before that's going to work.
Jason, I really appreciate the call. Thank you. I think that I agree with you. We need to change these things. But what my concern is that people, that feminists have banded together in organizations like NOW, and they don't want that. And that I don't have a competing organization. And if I did, I'd be a sexist.
Yeah, I agree that they don't want...
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today. If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made, AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want. We've been on the topic of gender disparity in America, but you can switch the topic anytime you want. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-450-FREE. So before we went to the break, we were talking about kind of some of the things that legally men and women have some differences in the United States in the way that it's, you know, bad to be a male or female, depending on the situation. And I was, Brian, you brought up sort of pregnancy and abortion.
Sure. I mean, if men could get pregnant, abortions would be legal.
Be a sacrament, I believe.
It'd be a sacrament,
the terminology.
Yeah.
However, I think that there's something that's unequal about men and women. Like, just the natural case about men and women. Obviously, women can get pregnant, men can't. That stinks. God darn you. Why can they get pregnant? So that's not fair.
Sure.
But it also, with the laws currently in the United States, women have about 4.5 months to have an abortion generally. Is that about right?
Yeah.
Okay. And men have the moment of conception. It's like, you know, that, you know, that's when they, when they made their decision as to whether or not they want to get that woman pregnant.
If your point is that men have it worse legally in the United States, I would agree statistically, yes, there are more laws that favor, or there are more laws that don't favor the men as they
And
do
don't laws
women.
Really kind of reflect a society?
No.
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 If they did, then pot would be legal. All kinds of things would be legal.
Okay, so laws don't reflect the society as a whole. Well, what I'm concerned with is that so many times, you know, like the heterosexual male, I mean, gay guys don't have this problem generally. The heterosexual male is held in, you know, like he's hamstrung by these laws in so many ways. You know, as the employer, he has to make sure he's never alone in an office at all with a female employee. I've been in the office alone with female bosses on multiple occasions. Nobody's ever suggested that we were doing it on her desk. I mean, nobody's, you know, that's never happened.
Well, let me say a concern I have, and one of the reasons that I consider myself into gender equality is that a lot of times, especially when topics like this come up, there's so many men that will just come out and say, stop being a girl. Stop being this.
That,
okay.
Yep.
Don't get your panties in a twist.
That, right, and that's where culture still stands today.
Yep.
And that's
but
not
women
only
will say those things sometimes too, because they've kind of like they bought into that culture.
They
right?
bought into yeah, but it's male culture. You know, it's and equally in entertainment, there's male gaze. That's another topic. But back to male.
We've got to explain what that is.
Right. Male gaze is the idea that okay. Culture looks how it looks. Like, say, comic books. You like comic books.
Yep, I do.
Okay, the women in that, you know, I mean, I like looking at them, too. But the point is that it's generally written by men.
Curvy.
And thus, male desires and male wants are what are parlayed in the entertainment medium.
By the way, ladies, if you want to know what men would find attractive, look at the pictures they draw, not at models in magazines that need a sandwich really bad.
Right, yeah, I wouldn't look in a lure, but, well, anyway.
I was trying to think of one, and I couldn't come up with one.
Okay, but
Cosmopolitan, that, I used to, but they were generally curvy in that one, and I used to...
Well, those are, but that's another problem, too. Those magazines you bring up. Male magazines, they generally don't get edited to where the man looks just so. I mean, it still does occur to some degree, but
maybe
with
like
women, women have to be airbrushed. If anything, their head gets copied. A celebrity's, female celebrity's head will get copied over onto a body
really?
That looks far more presentable onto the covers of these magazines. Why? Because women have to look just so. And that's why I'm saying laws are not as important as what culture forces on people. And it's disgusting. First off, I mean, like I gave the earlier example with men and with you know with men saying to other men, stop being a girl. That's insulting to the man first because the man can be whatever he wants. I don't care if he doesn't want to pick up a gun and go over to some overseas war. Good for him.
Okay? I don't think somebody's a girl for not doing that.
Well, sure, but there's I think you would agree a lot of people would think that.
I think maybe, yeah.
Okay.
Some people would.
All right, fine.
So people will use.
But then
they'll call me a coward if I don't want to do that too, and it really doesn't. That doesn't disparage. That doesn't disparage anyone. You know, it's just another. It's just another way to say coward.
Okay, sure, but that ties into the fact that there's a fear. But I don't think so. I think they would literally say that you're a girl, or they'd say some other keyword or something.
Stop being such a woman about it.
Yeah, sure. And then also. You have this, so that's also insulting to women in general, saying that somehow their way of doing things is inferior.
Yeah,
so that whole line of thinking is terrible. And then, you know, bring it.
But now when you put a woman in charge of the Secretary of State, she'll bomb the hell out of people. I mean, just take a look at what, you know, what happens when women will get in charge, too. So I think that this
is also I don't identify with Hillary Clinton or Janet Reno or any of those women.
This is why I don't even like these conversations. I don't even like to refer to gender at all.
You brought it up.
But it's because we had a conversation last week, and I felt like I dodged the issue because I just didn't want to do it, and I think that I owe it to the listener every single time to talk about a subject that I find, you know...
I think the core of all this is that everybody's going for a power grab. One wants to feel more oppressed, so that way they can garner
everybody
more power.
Wants to be oppressed. Okay. I absolutely 100% agree.
Okay, but the point is that what we have to do is not this. I mean, there are gender features. Okay, men have different features than women do physically, etc. But there doesn't have to be these gender roles that create these power grabs.
Don't people like the roles largely?
If they do, then they can go with them. But it shouldn't be forced upon them.
Yeah, that's exactly. Okay. I completely agree,
what
Brian.
What percentage of people do you think like the roles? Because
it might be 75, might be 80%.
Yeah, it might be something like that.
Sure,
I just wonder, how do you have that large of a segment of the population like a particular role, but at the same time allow that other 20% to do whatever it is they want to do? Women that want to wear ties or...
Well, that's the point. That's the point, you eliminate power structures in their entirety.
Tell me about the point. Power structures.
Well, the power structure is that when 80% of the culture says you need to act this way, you need to make sure there are no laws that can allow for that, and that it's just a cultural thing which people can deal with.
Are there any laws right now that somehow bring this culture?
I think the final state that had a law about anal sex ended a year ago.
Yeah, it, whatever. They haven't been enforcing it, right? Like, there's, it,
well, I have no idea.
The one with where husbands are allowed to rape wives or something like that. That's certainly true in other countries.
Adultery is also a felony in a lot of states. There's like five or six states in the U.S.
Adultery should be off the books. That's disgusting to say.
It's males and females. I mean, that's sexually equally.
But that's the point. You cannot allow for culture to have that power. That's the point.
And, you know, I mean, how many adultery cases have been brought versus how many false rape cases have been brought in a given state? And I'm willing
to... I bet there are quite a bit of adultery cases from, you know, vengeful spouses, you know, in both
that's
directions.
That's in civil court, and that's fair in civil court. I mean, if you're bringing somebody up
but
to...
But it's a criminal... It's a felony. It's a criminal charge.
They're not being sentenced as for a felony. It's a civil situation. Let me explain, if I may.
Please.
So as a crime means you're going to go to jail or you're going to pay a fine, whereas you know, some kind of problem in a civil case, grounds for divorce or whatever, adultery will certainly be that, and it's worth bringing up. Otherwise, it's like, well, why are you getting a divorce? Well, I can't mention that my husband or wife was cheating on me. That would really kind of messes up the case. There's some states where you really have to have a reason for having a divorce,
right,
which is nuts as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
But that's not a gender issue as much as it's sort of this family values thing that hangs out
there
in the youth.
I agree with Brian that the change is going to come from culture, right? And yeah, maybe some people do like traditional gender roles. That's fine. That's their choice to make. I respect that. But some people don't, and I respect that too. And until we get to a place where everybody has the freedom to find where they genuinely fit in and what they want to do in terms of living their life and is free to do that, then that's when we'll be there.
How much of that freedom, that enslavement, exists in culture, and how much exists in our minds because we've been told that's what society says? You know, like, to some extent...
What's the difference between something existing in culture and in our minds?
Right. I mean, you know,
I think it's the same. I mean, it sounds similar to me.
Well, it can't, because people make up things in their heads all the time. You know, I mean, I've certainly heard women say that, oh, he did that to me because I'm a woman, when I'm like, what? What evidence do you have for that? And I don't know that I necessarily... So, I mean, you know, where is it in society and where is it at sometimes
I think
perception?
I think there's a heavy strain in the United States that women are to... You know, wives are supposed to listen to their husbands. I think that's very real, and it's in writing.
I said the Bible.
Well, no, more than that.
A lot of people consider the Bible really important, though.
But yeah, I think it's more than the Bible. It may be coming from that, but I think it's more than just the Bible.
The number of church-going people is diminishing every decade.
It's still at like 75%, though.
No, come on. That's atheist talking points. The amount of church-going Americans that are under the age of 50, it's a small percentage.
Getting fewer.
855, 450 free. Free Talk Live.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more, so you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss.
I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.